You're listening to The Little Pod of Inspiration, a collection of stories and poems about love, redemption, and change. Inspiration is all around us. All we have to do is look. People are full of best advice. When we need a little push in a certain direction, or guidance on why we should do one thing but not another, we rarely have a shortage of voices offering their wisdom. This can be both a good thing and a bad thing. Good in that the advice is usually helpful in enabling us to make the right decision. For example, the favourite piece of advice ever given to me was from my granddad, who said, "Always stand up before you flush." A little esoteric maybe, but you have to admit the man had a point. Sometimes though, advice can put us off a path that actually turns out to be the right one. That's not to say it's deliberate on the part of those giving you the advice. Friends, for example, may tell you to move on from a broken relationship when all the relationship needed was a moment apart to be perfect again. They may feel they're doing you a favour when what they're really doing is holding you back from true happiness and satisfaction, all in the name of advice. The best advice? Listen to your trusted circles, but realise that, at the end of the day, there's only one person who will ever live your life. You've managed to get yourself to this point so far, so you must be doing something right. Listen to yourself more. You may be pleasantly surprised. Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more from The Little Pod of Inspiration, simply head on over to littlepod.ca, where you'll find more episodes like this. Until the next time, take care and stay safe.